Welcome Builders from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Build Your Success Leadership Podcast with your host, Brian Brogen. We're going to empower and equip you to build yourself and then build others. Now, let's build up with your host, Brian Brogen.
Hello, Builders. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the Build Your Success Podcast today. Here at the Build Your Success Podcast, we like to build you so you can build others. We do that through our coaching, training, and speaking events, but we also do that through the guests that we bring to the show. It's my privilege today to bring to the show Rob Youngblood, YB Youngblood. He's a compassionate connector. He's known as the LinkedIn locksmith. He's a 2x author. We're going to talk about his books, and he's an award-winning speaker. So, YB, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to be able to inspire your listeners.
Well, thank you so much. And if you will, you know, I just said a few things about you, but tell the listeners more about what you're doing, where you're at, and how you got here.
Absolutely. So I, as you mentioned, I am a compassionate connector, native of the Bronx, New York. I grew up in a single parent home. My father was actually murdered when I was 2. And I share that not to gain any sympathy, but just to let people know who I really am. You know, oftentimes when people ask, who are you? They lead with their title. They lead with their position. And that's not really who you are. That's a position you hold. And so what I've learned to do is to tap into the experiences that have helped me to become determined, that has helped me to become inspirational, and has helped me to be a connector. I serve as the Chief Connecting Officer of YB Connects, which is a relationship marketing agency that connects business owners and sales professionals to their ideal prospects. And then I just recently launched the Collaboration Creates Currency movement, which I know we'll have an opportunity to talk about later. I live in Richmond, Virginia. I'm married to a beautiful woman that we're going on 19 years of marriage, 20 years together. And I have 2 beautiful daughters that I love dearly.
YB, thanks for that. And so awesome to hear your background. In fact, your story of resilience, you know, coming from adversity and becoming what you've done today. You've done some amazing things. I've followed you on LinkedIn for several years now, and we finally get to connect here on the podcast. So it's my excitement to have you here today. But let's do that. We're going to talk about connection. We're going to talk about collaboration. We're going to do all that. But let's do the first thing we do here. I want to ask you the question we ask all of our guests. What does leadership and being a leader mean to Rob YB Youngblood?
Yeah, I know. You know, that's a major question of yours. And what I've learned is that leadership is really about setting the example. It's about doing what you expect other people to do. And it's really about understanding your gifts, your gaps, and your goals. So when you understand your gifts, your gaps, and your goals, then you can then empower other people to leverage their gifts to be able to fill the gaps of others. So leadership for me is service. Leadership is influence. And leadership is the opportunity to discover your gifts, gaps, and goals so you can help other people to do the same.
Love that. I've asked this question hundreds of times now. I get a different answer every time I ask it. I always say there's some common threads, but hear what you said, gifts, gaps, and goals. Wow. And doing what you expect others to do. That's definitely a first here. And I've heard, you know, be the example, which is kind of a formation of that, but really doing what you expect other people to do, that's leading without a doubt. So let's dive in. First of all, you've written a couple books here. I think you want to talk about Collaboration Creates Currency Today, which is is that your newest book?
That's my latest book. Once again, 2x author. The first book that I was able to be a part of was called Speak Up, The Ultimate Guide to Dominate in the Speaking Industry, which was put together by the Black Speakers Network. I was able to contribute a chapter that focused on helping speakers to understand how to leverage LinkedIn to increase their network and net worth, which is critical, right? For people to, not just speakers, but for anyone to understand how to increase their network and net worth. But this book, Collaboration Creates Currency, gives the blueprint for visibility, credibility, and profitability through the stories of myself and 4 of my clients who we collaborated together as I was in pursuit of the number one motivational speaker in the world, Dr. Eric Thomas, affectionately known as E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. And I was going through a mental health crisis in 2015 when I discovered ET. I was on YouTube after going through some therapy and found his content, ended up buying a piece of content and watching it. And as I'm watching it, you know, I'm a practicing Christian, and the Holy Spirit said to me, bring ET to Richmond. And that was in 2016. So I've been in pursuit of bringing ET to Richmond. I'm very, very close to doing that. But what I learned by being in his communities and by, you know, being coached and mentored by him directly was that the ways that he was able to succeed, to go from being homeless, living in abandoned buildings, eating out of trash cans, being born to a teenage mother, not knowing who his father was, to becoming a high school dropout. Matter of fact, he's a third generation high school dropout. But the two things that helped him to go from that to being the success that he is today was, one, his relationship with the Creator, and two, were the collaborations that he built. He often confesses that he doesn't do anything alone. And so what I took from that was, that's a secret to success. One that is not often told. And so because I am a connector, because I'm a networker, and because I have experienced being able to collaborate and create currency, that was the focus of this book. And so as a result, we impacted over 1,000 lives last year. We sold 1,000 copies of the book last year. The book dropped on my birthday, December of 2022. And so obviously we made it convenient to celebrate my birthday while promoting the book. But last year we had tremendous success, just direct to consumer. And this year the goal is to impact 100,000 lives with the Collaboration Creates Currency movement.
We hope you're enjoying today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Build Consulting Services. Are you ready to reduce workplace conflict, reduce employee turnover, and increase your productivity? If you're ready to put Brian to work for your company, give him a call at 863-800-9658 or email him at brianb@buildcs.net. Now, back to today's episode.
Oh, man, that's so good. And ET is an example, man. I hosted Live to Lead, a John Maxwell event simulcast, and he came in over the screen live and just did a phenomenal job inspiring and encouraging us. So great, great person to think about when you're thinking about collaboration and currency. I come from a background of construction. I was a general contractor for 28 years. In fact, I'm still a general contractor. I don't practice the business as like I did before. But, you know, collaboration is so important to make things happen in the general contract where, you know, we have subcontractors, we have vendors, suppliers. And then when I understand, I can apply those same techniques to helping people in leadership, writing books, doing podcasts, whatever we're working on. It takes other people. We cannot do this alone, as you alluded to. So I think that is so important. And for you to be out there encouraging it and being a voice for that is amazing. So the LinkedIn locksmith piece, tell us a little bit about how you've used LinkedIn and leveraged it. I know I've created some amazing relationships on LinkedIn, but what do you do and what do you encourage others to do to leverage LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn reminded me recently that I've been on the platform for 17 years. So I came on in 2007 at the time when I was working for a nonprofit organization. I was doing community outreach and focusing on teaching and delivering lessons that focused on character education and career exploration. And so when I discovered LinkedIn, I began to use it as a CRM, as a customer relationship management tool. Every time I met somebody and I got a business card, I made sure I followed up by sending them an invitation to connect. But it wasn't until 2012 when I was laid off from a nonprofit position, when I was blessed to launch my first company, YB Connects, and I began to use my skill of leveraging LinkedIn to impact job seekers initially. I had a young lady who came to me. I didn't even go after her. She came to me and she asked me, YB, could you help me use LinkedIn to find my next career opportunity? I said, absolutely. And so we scheduled a time. She brought her boyfriend and then she wrote me a check for $100. Now, Brian, I told you, I'm originally from the Bronx, New York, right? Grew up in a single parent home. I never made more than $25 an hour. So $100, I was like, man, if I could keep doing this, I'm going to be rich. And so I had that experience. But it's in 2016, when I was fortunate enough to get into Eric Thomas's community, I began to shift from job seekers to what I call revenue generators, right? Those people who might be business owners or sales professionals, those who are responsible for bringing in the lifeblood of a business, and that's new clients. And so as a result, I provided value to the community. You know, I offered my services oftentimes at no cost, you know, so that I can build up my credibility. And it wasn't until I encountered a gentleman in the community named David Shands. David Shands is a guru when it comes to the marketing space. He's doing tremendous work in podcasting. And as a result of the work that we did together, he did a talk that said everyone needs a locksmith. And he adds people in the virtual room to give examples of what they may be a locksmith in. And I just said, I came off, I said, LinkedIn. And he said, absolutely. You are the LinkedIn locksmith. And so if people understand marketing, alliteration is a very powerful tool to get people to remember you. And so now when people hear LinkedIn locksmith, they think of Rob YB Youngblood. And so I'm in a space now where I am providing LinkedIn profile makeovers. I'm providing consulting and coaching. And the number one question that I get, Brian, is, does LinkedIn pay you for this work? And I say, not yet. But they'll find me eventually, right? And so it's just a matter of adding value. And I have a huge goal to make sure that 1 million LinkedIn users are active on the platform, because some people have a profile, but they're not very active and they're missing out on opportunities to increase their influence, impact, and income. And so that's why I'm here to do this work, to get people active on the platform.
That's great. So give us just, I'm going to ask you for one feedback tidbit, whatever you want to call, golden nugget on how you can be active on LinkedIn. Somebody that's, you know, they got their profile up, but they're just not active. They're not engaging on LinkedIn. What's one tip you would give them?
First of all, look at LinkedIn as a public relations tool, right? If you're in business and you have a responsibility for engaging the public, then being on LinkedIn consistently is very important, because the focus, and at least how I teach it, is on relationships first, business second. You know, Brian, you and I have been connected for quite some time. We have a phenomenal common coach. But this is our very first time actually engaging in this manner. Why? Because I reached out to you via LinkedIn, right? So we may have been connected and active in different spaces, but if we weren't intentional about focusing on building relationships, we wouldn't be here today. And so we have to look at the platform as a public relations tool and think relationship first. Now, somebody might have a job and they say, well, I don't really need to be on LinkedIn because I don't need a job. And that's because they're remembering LinkedIn as it was created, right? LinkedIn was created to effectively help job seekers to connect with recruiters. And it still does that. It's still, that's the function. But it has morphed into a marketplace that allows for businesses to identify their ideal clients, right? To identify, you know, even in any industry, I don't care what it is, any and every industry is looking for the right people to make a decision on whether to do business or to provide business. And so for those who are listening, I would highly recommend, go ahead and dust off your LinkedIn profile. And if you need some help with that, you at least know that you have the LinkedIn locksmith in your network, thanks to Brian.
Yeah, YB, I've seen you grow and do some phenomenal things out there with your network and just made it powerful. I'll share with the audience, you know, several years ago, I was just getting started trying to start posting every day. And once I did that, you know, John Maxwell says consistency compounds. Today we have over 12,000 connections and growing. And we're in the top 4% of construction voices on LinkedIn. I never had that as even a goal, but it, you know, as you get active, things happen. But I saw a friend of mine several years ago And he said, man, I've been seeing what you're doing on LinkedIn. He's never commented. He's never liked. He's never, you know, I would have never known he saw me on LinkedIn until he told me. And at that point, I told myself, I said, okay, I'm going to multiply him times 200. I'm going to say, you know what? There's 200 people out there that don't engage, don't do anything. And I'm going to know, okay, but they're out there. They're seeing what I'm doing. And so if you think about that, maybe you're only getting 2 likes, 4 likes, whatever the number. It's not all about that. It's about being present and people seeing what you're doing, and you don't know peripheral what's actually going on. So just, I'm encouraging those out there, get it active and engaged on LinkedIn, and it will definitely compound for you.
1000%, Brian. And you know, it's amazing how many people are on the LinkedIn platform. There are three types of people though that are on LinkedIn. You have the lookers, the lurkers, and the leaders. All right, you have the lookers, who they look at your stuff, right? They comment from time to time. You know, they show you some love. They respond. Then you have the lurkers, who they don't do anything. They're just watching you. They're looking at you from the corner of the room. They don't say anything, but they're watching. They see what you do. And then there's the leaders. And the leaders are the ones who take action. They're the ones who focus on ways to connect people in their network, therefore multiplying the impact of their influence, right? There are people who use it to prospect. Right. I just, you know, before we got online, I was sharing with you that I'm using another platform for this, but I'll be doing the same strategy on LinkedIn. And that's sharing a testimonial video from an executive director of a chamber of commerce that brought me in to speak, and sharing that testimonial to a list of other chamber leaders. Now, here's the challenge, though, and I don't mean to call out some chamber leaders, but there's a lot of chamber leaders that aren't active on LinkedIn. So somebody might say, well, why be? If you're the LinkedIn locksmith, why are you doing this work on Instagram? Because they may be active on Instagram. They may be active on Facebook. So the goal is to get their attention. And once I get their attention, then the next goal is to have a conversation. And then once we have a conversation, the next step is to identify how can we collaborate. And once I'm able to collaborate, then we can create currency, because then I'm able to then show them the value of LinkedIn and how they can leverage it to, one, attract more members into the chamber, two, to impact their current members, and three, to increase their influence, impact, and income. And so when I think about the strategy, like that's what I am. Like I am a strategist at heart, right? I love to, I think a lot of it comes from the fact that when I was in college, first of all, it took me 8 years to finish a four-year degree. And that had nothing to do with my intelligence, right? I had a lot of intelligence, maybe too much. But I was on some social stuff, right? So I should have got a degree in social marketing, right? I should, you know, social networking. But I studied mathematics coming into school. And that thing stretched my brain every which way that I could imagine. And I also took a class on philosophy. Well, if you know anything about those two majors, right, philosophy is studying thought, like how people think. And math is understanding concepts. So when your brain starts getting pulled in multiple ways, you now can convert that to how people communicate. And that's how sometimes we can listen to somebody speak and say, you know what, I value what you're saying, but that really doesn't make much sense, because it's logically doesn't. It doesn't compute. And so for me, I want to help people see LinkedIn as a way for it to compute, for it to fit into what they're doing. And if you don't see that now, it's not until someone comes in and shows you that you say, oh man, I never really thought about this from that perspective. And so that's why, you know, being on podcasts, and even for yourself, having a podcast to be able to help people look at things from a different perspective is so critical to success.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, connecting with others, being strategic about LinkedIn, so important. I have learned so much by being a podcast host and listening to perspective of others. It's just amazing. Rob, we have done it. We've reached that point. We've got to start closing things down. I know you have a tour going on. I want you to tell our listeners about that and then how they can find a copy of your book.
Absolutely. So the Collaboration Creates Currency movement has a tour where I'm looking to collaborate with chambers of commerce all across America, where I'm able to teach their members how to leverage LinkedIn to increase their influence, impact, and income. And some people might ask, well, why chambers of commerce? Because chambers are the business of business in a community. And last year, I was able to attract my biggest client from a speaking engagement that I did for the Chesterfield Chamber of Commerce, which I'm a member of. And so I said, well, let's run that back, because if it was working, keep doing what's working. Like, change it around. Like, if it works, do more of it, right? That's a success secret, right? If something's working, don't stop doing that to do something else. Do what's working, but do more of it. And so that's what I'm striving to do. So I'm looking to collaborate with chamber leaders, chamber members. Those of you who are chambers, I would love to connect with you. As it pertains to the book, folks can visit collaborationcreatescurrency.com to be able to get your copy and join the Collaboration Creates Currency movement. You can also visit ybconnects.com to learn more about the work that we're doing to impact business owners and sales professionals and helping them to attract their ideal clients through relationship marketing.
Thanks, YB. And we will definitely include that website link in our show notes. Thanks for being our guest today. For our listeners, I want to thank you for listening to the Build Your Success podcast. I want to remind you that What Does Leadership and Being a Leader Mean to You became a book almost 3 years ago now, where we brought together 40 authors for volume one. Now we have volume two that became an Amazon bestseller. And we're really looking forward to you joining our community. You can come to our community. I'm going to give you 2 months for free and you can try it out. But what we do is we interview our authors. We call it Beyond the Book. After the book, you can hear from our authors. I ask you this: how many times have you read a book and you want to ask the author a question? I've done that many times. And now we've created that environment, that community, where you can get that on a monthly basis. Also, we're having our second annual Voices for Leadership retreat, where we're bringing our authors together and other leaders, other influencers that want to learn how to make a larger impact beyond a book in St. Petersburg, Florida, in April, next month. So it's coming up really quick. Register on our website, Dave. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Dave. Remember to build yourself and then build others.
Want to learn how to build yourself and build your team? Visit www.buildcs.net and learn about Brian's programs, special offers, and more. Build yourself and then build others.